main speaker. So I'll let her come on up and explain that to you. Her name is Helga. Let's welcome Helga to come on up and hear it.
Good evening. My name is Helga and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Helga.
My sobriety date is 3/31/1976. So in March, I had 38 years on this program. I came on this program on my belly button birthday because they wouldn't drink with me. And, you know, I had been dealing with this guilt for about 2 weeks before. I'd come home one night. We lived in Vanderbilt at the time. I came home one night and I was very, very drunk. And you know, I have a very good education from Europe, and women do not turn into alcoholics, especially not women that went to private colleges. So, you know, I had some real problems with that for years before I came around. I worked on this. Sometimes I drank twice a week. Sometimes I drank twice a month. And then I quit for 3 months or so. But you know what? Those were miserable times. I couldn't do anything because all my friends drank. I didn't know anybody else. So when I was on those times that I wasn't going to drink, I couldn't see anybody. I couldn't visit anybody. And life was getting pretty complicated at the end. I used to wake up in the morning and I say, oh my God, I did it again. I drank again last night. I was not going to. But what I was trying to tell you was my belly button birthday. I was turning 35 years old, so now you know I'm pretty old. But that's okay, because under normal circumstances, I wouldn't be alive anymore, right? Today, since I've been on this program, I don't have those problems. I go to the doctor when I'm supposed to. I get things checked out. And I go to exercises twice a week and I'm pretty healthy. So that's real quick what it was all about, but I was going to tell you about that night, 2 weeks before my belly button birthday in 1976. I came home. Ray was teaching on the base. So he had a class in the morning. So I went out about 11 o'clock in the morning. I ran into some friends. We started drinking cheap beer. Drank all afternoon. Drank all evening. I came home about 11 o'clock at night. Well, I wasn't very stable on my feet. So I walked into the front door and I promptly fell over a bookcase. Now, you know, we are so graceful when we've been drinking for 12 hours. Just really, really good, especially all the women I've met since I've been here. But then came something that I have never forgotten. I looked at two little boys, one with brown eyes and one with blue eyes, and they looked at me. And I was so embarrassed that my sons were seeing their mother like that. Mothers don't do those kind of things. Drink for 12 hours and then come home and fall over bookcases. That was one of the last times I really drank. Because like I've already told you, I had a little bit every once in a while. But a week or so after this incident, Ray got very drunk. We never drank at the same time. See, that was against the rules. One of us had to stay at least reasonably sober to take the other one home. See, at the time, we had been married 14 years. Next Friday, we have been married 52 years. I can't believe after our start that we're still together all this time. Because the week before I came on this program, I had decided after I saw the kids. So the next week I decided to leave. I wasn't staying here anymore and I wasn't staying in the U.S. anymore. I was packing up my children and I was going home to Germany. And see if I couldn't save a little bit, you know. We have this geographics, like, you know, if I go to Germany, I'm going to be better, okay? Because my mother is there, and I'm not going to be drinking like that. Well, that's a bunch of baloney. My brother and I always drank like that. We used to go out together and just have these wild parties, and since our father was the mayor of our hometown, mm-hmm. we kept the bars open as long as we wanted to. And once I had married this American and I had been gone for a while, when I came home, he would introduce me as his fiance. And we drank even more, you know. We had a very good time with it. And then we come home and our mother would say, what did you guys do last night? Mother, what do you think we did? And see, all my life, from the time I was a teenager, she would play these silly tricks on us. At least on me, because she used to chase me every once in a while in the car. I got a car very early because we had combines running and I had to take gas out to the combines. So I had an early driver's license and I had my own little Volkswagen. So if, and that's far out in the country, see? So, you know, if it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you see a car coming up, it's probably mother. There's nobody else out there, either the cops or mother. So, and the cops I had already dealt with, and you know. One night she chased me again, I turned off the lights and went into another little field road and just sat there. And then by the time I came home, she said, where did you go? Where have you been? Mother, I was at my friend's house. Sure you were. Anyway, I kind of said a little bit about the cops. I had been at that same friend's house and we had been drinking homemade raspberry wine. And it was really nice. And see, I had father's car that day, which was very recognizable. I've already told you he was the mayor of my hometown. So I came out of a side street and there was a German cop on a Lambretta. Well, he tried to chase me down, but you know, what I had under the hood was quite a bit more than what he had. So I took off. But what I didn't think about, he promptly went to my house and waited for me. Because he had recognized the car. And father was the type, he was a wonderful man. I still miss him. But my father was the type that he would bring me in his office and then he'd give me an hour speech. What I should and shouldn't have done. I was more scared of those than mother's loose hand, you know. But anyway, those were some of my little originals of Germany. And you know, last week was Saka, so that brought up a lot. I played goalie, and my brother was a center forward on the same team. So we drank when we won, and we drank when we lost. And we played on Sunday afternoon. So Sunday night, we were always both looking at each other. Now, who's going to drive this car home? Sometimes Monday morning, I would get up and I would look if the keys were on the key train, because if they weren't, then I had lost the car somewhere. It sounded like we had a lot of fun, and we did. At that age, we had a lot of fun. When I was in my teens and late teens, we drank and we drank too much. But it wasn't the sad alcoholic drinking that came later. That didn't come till I came to the United States, so you know who is at fault, right? Now, we were stationed in Bethmagnus, Dakota, for 10.5 years. And I used to say, Ray was gone all the time. Out of 10.5 years, he was home 3.5. He ran all the time. He volunteered for Vietnam 3 times, you know, just to get away from me. He won't admit that at this time. He said, since I'm first, I can set him up just you know, I always used to say, if you were in North Dakota, you drank too. All I know about North Dakota, it has 3 seasons, July, August, and winter. And in winter, you drank. And my drinking had progressed to the thing that one year I got elected the loyalty day chairman of the VFW of Bismarck, North Dakota. But see, I had no citizenship. Kind of cute to go through town in an open car, you know, and be the loyalty day chairman and not even be an American citizen. But we had enough to drink. We didn't care. Anyway, we were in California for 1 year when I came to this program. My parents had visited us the Christmas before, Christmas 1975, and they stayed till the end of January. And I came on this program in March. I could not deal with Helga any longer. I was waking up too often, thinking about these horrible things. What did I do last night? I blacked out again. Where was I? And any of those kind of things. Those are the kind of things that alcoholism brings with it, people. And most of you know. Some don't. But it doesn't change. And it doesn't get better. And if you think that I have 38 years and I possibly don't know anything about it. My sponsor now has 48 years. She was at that time 21 years old when she came on this program. She drank for 3 years and got to the point of being a daily drinker, leaving her son somewhere and not knowing where he was. Mm-hmm. She came on this program and she made it and she shared with me. See, I picked her because she was very, very straight-laced on this program. She was one of those book founders. And I knew that if I got somebody that said, oh, you are okay, Helga, I would never make it. And by the grace of God, I've been able to stay here for 38 years. Thank you very much.
Well, it's just fantastic. Okay, so we are now going to have